from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
The score.
And 670thescore.com. An Odyssey station.
Our job in the clubhouse right now is to make it tough on Jed. You know, it's going out and playing good baseball and putting ourselves in a position where we can get back in this thing. I think the nice part about wildcard situation is it's all bunched up right now, and you know, we got plenty of baseball left. Just got to keep playing the way we are.
All right, well, you got to play much better than you are. I mean, you got to win out right here. You just win two out of three or three out of four for the rest of the season. You'll be all right.
And winning this series would be a really big step.
Sweeping it.
Even winning it, I think, is a step in the right direction.
Yeah, the difference between winning it.
Who let the brooms out?
They're out. It's good. They're running around. I saw one of them when I walked in. One of the brooms just came by. I think he was still drunk.
No, that was the Brewers yesterday. You can watch them play. By the way, Parkins and Spiegel are going to be at Wrigley Field today doing their show from 2 until 6. Nico Horner's going to join them, Craig Counsell, and other special guests prior to Cubs Brewers. So tune in today. Our transition segment will be around 150 or so, and you'll hear the boys talking about all those things on The Score in the free Odyssey app.
And our baseball coverage on The Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile. You can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch.
So when we get our cut sheet of here's what the slugs for things that people said, it doesn't always, it never really gives us context or like a long quote, because it's really just there to let us know what the subject was. So I'm reading Megan Montemurro today in the Tribune, and I saw this quote from Jed, and I was like, man.
I think that's a lot of it. We didn't play the Central at all in April, and we were playing really well. Now, we weren't playing the Central when we started playing well prior to the break, and then we played the Central a lot in May and June when we were really struggling. So I think some of that is when we play teams, and I think that's one of the things we talk about so much in today's game. There's a lot more parity. There's very few teams that are at the bottom of the league, and so so much of it comes down to when you play teams. You play when they're hot, and you play them when they're not. And I think that, unfortunately, like our pocket of playing the Central was at a bad stretch.
Hot pocket. Shout out to Jim Gaffigan. They've played 100 games, Dan.
Yes.
Like.
Bad pocket.
They have played 100 games. And Megan wrote a great paragraph afterwards where she kind of like mockingly was like, well, we're looking forward to that scorching hot session that Jed thinks his team is capable of. And maybe they are. But this idea of, well, we were playing really bad when we played all these teams from the Central. Most of your season has been bad. Most of it's been bad. Like, it's almost like it. I was talking earlier about the Jedi mind trick. Early on, it's, well, you know, things. It's early. You know, early on,
they were playing great.
Right, but when we got to May, well, it's early, you know, and we had this really good stretch. And that went all the way into June with them talking about, oh, well, you know, we played really well in April. Right. Most of this season, because you haven't played great in July.
There's a lot of shell game going on.
A ton of it.
There's a lot of shell game of now it's time to look here and now it's time to look here, but now look back at here and apply that to this. What eats at me a little bit is that last year's investment in the 2023 team at the deadline was based on what? A hot pocket. Hot pocket. A hot pocket, a hot pocket.
Lean pocket.
But they had that. And it gave you fool's gold. So is that what you want? Is just a differently timed hot streak? Why not just make the team better at baseball all the time? More likely to win on a nightly basis.
In May and June, the Cubs were a combined 21 and 34. It's 2 months of baseball where you were bad. And even now, when you're winning, but you're not playing well, you're only three games above in July. But this idea of, it really feels like woe is me when I hear Jed talk about this stuff. Well, I mean, we caught the Pirates at a bad time. The Pirates are above 500, sir. They've been playing better baseball than you.
Yeah, they caught you. Think about how these other teams look at the way it timed up against the Cubs, where they thought, hey, we're playing the Cubs. The Cubs are the big boys of the block. This is the major market team in the division. And all they're saying is, yeah, we beat them. That was their hot pocket because they were playing your team that isn't as good.
Yeah, and it just feels like some of this stuff, there's a lot of soft scouting that Jed's doing when he's trying to explain away this stuff. Where it's like, well, it's the time of the year and the sun was in guys' eyes. And like that, it doesn't seem concrete enough of saying we're not doing what we need to do. And I get that his declaration that I'm not going to help this team this year is him admitting to that.
That's correct. That is the correct evaluation of his team.
But inside of trying to explain why your team is not competitive, and in the last two seasons, you've had to scramble to be competitive. That, to me, is the frustrating part. The Cubs shouldn't be in a position where that's the case. The team that you put together, it shouldn't have to depend on a really hot streak at an opportune time.
They have left this team to be buffeted by the winds of baseball fate and captain variance. And you shouldn't have to. You should, with a payroll like this, he's not even going to bother, I think, with the remainder of the season. He's off in other universes bringing variance to other times and places. But I think that it loses sight of the fact that you can control your own fate a whole lot more if you just hit the ball over the damn wall more often.
Sure, but that would mean that you would have to put a team together to do that. And that would mean that you had to guess right on some of the choices that you made. And unless Dansby Swanson is hurt, you may have made a terrible mistake with long-reaching consequences. Because if there was one thing I was expecting from Dansby, and even looking at his career, I was expecting there to be him hitting for more power, even if that meant, you know, he wasn't, like, I expected him to sacrifice for slug.
A little power should age well.
Because that's what he had been doing. If you look at his last three seasons, that's where he had been. And for a guy to fall off the table, what is he now? Like around 600 OPS on the season? Is that right for him? Like that may have been a huge mistake if this can't be explained away with him being injured.
Swanson is slashing 213, 286, 345. It's a WRC plus of 79.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. Anybody can tell you what a good fantasy quarterback looks like, but it's the receivers that make or break your team. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that matters most, wide receivers. From the route trees to who plays better in man or zone, we provide the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't have him and Pete Crow Armstrong in your lineup every day. And he and Pete Crow Armstrong are in your lineup every day.
And still trying to figure out if the catching position.
Right. That strength up the middle.
That's a third of your batting order that's giving you nothing.
The strength up the middle has not been so good defensively that it counteracts how bad it's been offensively. So maybe that is something that you should go and look at in the offseason. Maybe there's a change in approach that has to happen when you start to look at the building. But every time I hear, there are two things that I've kind of tired of Jed saying. That breakdown of the schedule is one of them. And the other one is kind of reflexively talking about last year without telling the entire story.
Come on.
No, seriously. The story is a good one where your team did rally. And then it's like they want to finish the story in the fourth act. Like, oh yeah, and then we rallied, and we were gonna be a playoff team. Wait a minute, what do you mean gonna be? What happened? Don't worry about that. Wasn't there a whole other month of baseball left to play? Yeah, but the story really is how good we were for that stretch where we were competitive and we're leading the wild card race. Oh, that sounds like a great story. I'd love to know how it ended. How did it end,
Dad?
You don't want to know. Really, the story is about the friends we made along the way.
It's the journey. That's all it was. Just for the record here, Dansby Swanson among qualified shortstops this year is 20th in WRC+. And it's a big drop-off to number 19. But you've got your four superstars at the top right now. Gunnar Henderson, Bobby Witt Jr., Mookie Betts, and Carlos Correa. And then a drop-off to Ellie De La Cruz and the next group
Mookie
there.
Mookie Betts hasn't played baseball in 6 weeks.
Still qualified, still at a 157 WRC+.
He hasn't played in 6 weeks.
Henderson's at a 168. Witt is 166.
Man, Bobby Witt Jr. Did you see him last night? That kid has got some go.
Bobby Witt Jr. is already worth 6.7 wins.
He is so good.
Think about that. You're 100 games in. He's almost a 7-WAR player.
It's pretty awesome.
Get one of those guys.
Yeah. 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 White Sox, if you're going to try to duplicate the Royals, let's just duplicate that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.